Hello, Osman?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, so the reason that there's a past due balance is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal.
I didn't need signature long time ago, just the first time. You said month to month.
Yes, it's a month.
Last time, month to month.
It's a month-to-month subscription, Osman, but it does say clearly that you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 5th to prevent the next month's charge. So there is there's a $99 past due balance on the account right now, but come October 5th, it'll be $198 because that will continue to reoccur until this settles. But let me ask you, because it looks like you're getting some solid results on Google, how come you're wanting to cancel?
I don't want to cancel. I wasn't make sure that is not right.
Oh, you're still on a month-to-month subscription, Osman. You can cancel at any time. You just have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing date in order to do so and prevent the next month's charge. So let's say that you did want to cancel, which you're saying that you don't. You would have had to call us by September 2nd to prevent the September 5th charge. But I'll tell you, we're just having trouble processing that payment because it says that maybe the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration. It says we're having a...
You send me many times the same text, and you charge, mm-hmm. and you guys charge. I don't know what's going on.
The payment, you're on a loyalty program with us where you get every third month for free. So it does charge you, for instance, it would charge you for September, it would charge you for October, November would be free. Then it would charge you for December, it would charge you for January, February would be free. So you only pay $99 a month with each third month being free. And that's because you're a loyalty client of ours. But what I'm saying is that the payment that was due on September 5th, that one never went through because it says that we have an error on the card. The Visa ending in 3470. I have an expiration date of 4/24, and the bank is saying that maybe that had changed. Maybe they sent you a new card with a different expiration.
Oh, yeah, the expiration is the 27.
Oh, 4/27? That's what the problem is then. What about the little code on the back?
3/24.
3/24. Okay, I think that's the issue. And is it still 15540 Van Owen for the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the card still ends in 3470. That didn't change, did it?
No.
No, okay. So let me try to get your authorization and then you will be good to go. And then now you know moving forward, if you ever want to make any revisions, just call us before the 5th, okay?
All right.
Oh, it's still saying it didn't go through. You said, was it 4/27? It's still April, right? 4/27. And then what was the code again? 324?
Yes.
I think I put it in and it didn't stick. So let me just double check and make sure it sticks this time. I always say sometimes computers have a mind of their own. So... let's try it now. Four of 27. Okay, it's stuck this time, so let me try it again. Had to make sure that it was updated properly. Okay, Osman, now it works. So I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
You too, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.